Hi guys, this is your sister Karen Gideon in Jesus Christ. Guys, I just want to come to you today with a revelation that the Lord gave me concerning His judgment, which is still on track and nothing will change this. And today I was on Facebook and I saw various posts and headlines. I haven't read them, I just saw the various headlines, ladies and gentlemen. And one of the headlines read that the economy in America is doing very well. And then another headline also read that Donald Trump says that he is happy that the economy is doing well, and that America is the envy of the whole entire world. And that was that, and I left it. I didn't click on the links to read it or anything. I just went doing my own business. And today the Lord came to me, and He bought those two posts that I saw on Facebook, and He began to speak. And this is what the Lord God said to me very, very clearly. He said that the economy, especially in the United States of America, is controlled by the Satanist, the elite, the Zionist, and the Illuminati. That they control when the economy crashes or boom. And at the moment, it is booming, and it's nothing to do with God Almighty. But this is a form of control by these people, because they know when to elevate the economy, and they know when to crash it, ladies and gentlemen. And as God began to speak to my heart, He led me to First Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 3. So that's First Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 3. And it says, "For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape." And this is what the Lord spoke to me about, ladies and gentlemen, coupled with what's going on. And at the moment, people are thinking that everything is okay, that the judgment of God is withheld, and that especially the United States of America is doing well. But God gave me a word, and I've posted it on Facebook straight away when the Lord spoke to me. And He basically said, ladies and gentlemen, that you must not become complacent, you must not become relaxed, and that you should still be watchful and should still be mindful, because judgment is still on track, and it is still set, and it is still coming. And the enemy will do everything to take your eyes off what is about to happen, to catch you unaware, and God does not want that. And as He began to speak to me, He also led me to Revelation chapter 18. Let me see if I can find the verse. Well, thank you, Lord. Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about that. I found the verse. I didn't want to keep you guys waiting. But it's Revelation chapter 18 and verse 7. And this is in relation to when Donald Trump basically said that that the United States of America is the envy of the world. And I don't think he was saying that from a good place, ladies and gentlemen, that this was a boastful and a very prideful comment. And the Lord brought me to Revelation chapter 18, verse 7, concerning that comment that Trump has made. And this is what the Holy Bible says: "How much she has glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her, for she saith in her heart, I sit a queen, and I'm no widow, and shall see no sorrow." And that is When I read that comment from, when I saw that comment from Donald Trump, this is a scripture that the Lord gave to me concerning that comment, saying that America is the envy of the whole entire world. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in the final hour. We must be prepared. And I'm doing this video to let you know that the judgment of God is still on track. He has not changed his mind concerning anything. Everything is still in process. And what you've got to understand that Satan is the prince of the air. Satan is the god of this world. So our earthly money, our earthly wealth, so to speak, it is literally controlled by the devil. And this is the reason why you get these mega preachers about prosperity, wealth, health, cars and houses. That's all they talk about, because they're feeding the itchy ear and the ego of the people, and they're not speaking the truth. And it's the same thing with the government, ladies and gentlemen. No different. The governments are no different from the pastors in the church. And God is saying in this final moment, do not become complacent. This is all trickery. What you see in America going on with the economy and all that, it is all trickery, ladies and gentlemen, because very soon you're going to hear that it's collapsed and it's crashing, banks closing and all that. So keep your eyes on Jesus, keep your eyes on the prize. We know that we're in the end, and we know that God is wrapping things up. So I just wanted to come to you very quickly just to let you know that the revelation that God has given me concerning the economy in America, not only in America, but in the whole entire world, that it is controlled by the elite, the Illuminati, the Zionists and the Satanists. They are running things, ladies and gentlemen, and they are creating or will create a massive order out of chaos. So God eternally bless you. I love you all, and I will see you soon someday in glory in Jesus' precious holy name. Amen and amen. Amen. Blessings. Amen.